Tony Romo was allegedly twice the legal BAC limit during arrest by Paul Bois on September 1, 2026. Former NFL quarterback Tony Romo was allegedly intoxicated at twice the legal limit during his Owie arrest in Wisconsin this past July. Court documents reportedly showed Romo's blood alcohol content went above 0.15 at the time of his arrest, per TMZ. Milwaukee outlet WTMJ reports the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback's BAC was just shy of double Wisconsin's 0.08 legal limit following his July arrest. The new detail comes after Romo announced Tuesday he pleaded no contest to the Owie offense, saying he takes full responsibility for what happened. As TMZ previously reported, Romo said years of constant, debilitating pain from football led to a dependence on pain medication, and his attempts to get off those meds eventually turned into an over-reliance on alcohol. Speaking on his fan show earlier this month, former CBS analyst Boomer Esiason said that Romo's ongoing indefinite leave from his position may mean that his tenure with CBS Sports has ended. "If I had to guess, purely speculation given what's going on right now, I would think it's over," Esiason said. "He may end up going somewhere else and getting things straightened out." CBS Sports president David Berson addressed the situation with Romo, indicating that a final decision has not yet been made regarding the $72 million left in his contract, which reportedly includes an industry-standard morality clause, though it's unclear if the arrest is grounds for termination under the clause, per the New York Post. "In making this decision, we have to consider the impact on our image and our brand," Berson said. "That's very important to us. The focus should be, and needs to be, on our presentation and this great product, not on any other factors. Fortunately, we have a deep bench, and I'm really proud of the way everybody is stepping up and responding."